I want to tell you how much I appreciated your last electromagnetic tape recording. It was very interesting to hear your voice directly by wire, and I do believe that this form of communication has definite advantages over the usual letter writing and even telephone calling. Now today, I would like to summarize several of the cases that I have worked on here in Dayton during the past year and a half since my most fortuitous meeting with my old friend John Marsh in, I believe that was around August of 1957. At that time, John came to the office with his wife, who had some little illness during and following the treatment of his wife. John told me that he was engaged in a very interesting work in California. He was kind enough to explain some of this work to me. And, of course, the things that John Marsh had to say about the Rife equipment was most phenomenal. And at the time, it seemed almost unbelievable. I have, fortunately, been able to observe several of the things that were mentioned to actually exist, and therefore I feel bound to set forth these things as I have seen them by letter, by personal message, and to carry on the work here in Dayton wherever it is of any, wherever I am able to do so, wherever the work would be applicable. Several months after my initial meeting with John Marsh, I had the fortunate experience of applying the Rife, the Royal R. Rife therapy to two of my patients with cancer, who were at the time confined to College Hill Hospital. Both of these patients were in a terminal state. I discussed the situation with their husbands, respectively, and the husbands agreed to support the transfer of the Rife equipment to College Hill Hospital. And in the fall, around October 1957, the therapy was initiated. The first of these two cases was that of an 80-year-old white married woman who had been admitted to College Hill Hospital several weeks prior to the initiation of Rife therapy.